This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 631. Today we hear from Sarah, who has a great question about writing under stress.
Writing under stress. I'm noticing a bad habit when it comes to personal creative projects. I tend to hit a threshold of stress or frustration, after which I lose focus and start procrastinating or moving on to another project. I finish difficult projects for work before, so I know I can sustain focus under pressure. Stress seems to zap my creativity, and the longer I stay stuck, the harder it gets to get back to it. Funny enough, I'm in the middle of a move, and people are coming to pick up stuff in 3 days. Instead of packing this morning, I went out for fresh ramen noodles for dinner and wound up taking a farewell tour of my favorite neighborhood for a couple of hours. I still have enough time, but things won't be as orderly as I'd like.
Well, Sarah, boy, do I feel your pain to a depth you can't even imagine. Lots and lots and lots of moves in the last couple of years. Oh, boy.
And can I also say that I'm insanely jealous that you got to go out for fresh ramen noodles?
Yeah, they don't have ramen up where we're stuck right now.
Well, they have top ramen, but that doesn't count.
If it weren't for emergency supplies brought in from UPS, you would be totally dying for lack of good Japanese food. But, writing under stress, it's really, really tough because the stress response narrows your focus in a way that is inimical to creativity. It's very, very difficult to write under stress. You have to somehow either make the writing, the solving of the practical problems of writing, the focus of your stress so you can leverage the adrenaline and the buzz towards what you're doing. Or you have to find a way to carve out a little playpen in the chaos where you can relax enough to escape into the writing. Those are the only two ways I know of to do it. It's really, really tough. Stress is very, very bad for creativity. It's one of the reasons that people get stuck in downward spirals, because setbacks and failure narrow your focus in a way that makes it difficult to see opportunities to fix your situation. And that leads you to taking what seems to be the most expedient route to stop the stress and the pain, and you don't see more than two steps in front of you, so you can't see that you may be setting yourself up for worse and worse failure, and downward the spiral goes. And at each stage you have less energy, you pick something that's more expedient, that has more unseen downsides, and you eventually stop having the energy to try anything but just to stumble, or you stop entirely. Downward psychological spirals are very difficult to pull out of, and you're finding that trying to write under stress, and that's one kind of downward psychological spiral. So you either got to find a way to problematize your writing, and I mean that in a positive way. Turning it into a tractable problem to be solved can hack that neurology, can take that response that is screwing you over and make it something that can help you. Or you need to find a way to deproblematize something around your writing so that you have a space where the stress is not allowed in, where you can have mental quiet, and get the words down. What I've found that works for me right now is, as we'll be talking about in some depth in a few days here, I'm stuck in the middle of the backwoods way, way up north because I was brought up here for a family emergency and I can't get back home for several more months now. And when we do get back home, we're going to be in some serious trouble because we have spent every penny that we have on buying a place to call home, and now we've got to build a place on it that's safe, and we've got to do it over the summer. So we've currently got money and logistical problems from hell, and we've been spending the last year dealing with other people's money and logistical problems, which then created ours. It's the kind of thing that happens when your parents get to a certain age. It's very irritating. But I got to a point where the list of practical things I had to do every day had shrunk, and the business had to get going again or we were going to get dead. So one of the things that that means is that I have to be writing again. Which is nice, because I've been dying to write. But I started sitting down to write in October, and I was like, I was looking at the screen as if it was some kind of alien beast that was trying to eat my soul. And I couldn't get anything coherent down. I could jot ideas, but I couldn't make it flow, and it was driving me nuts. And in desperation, I put Star Trek on. Like old Star Trek that I'd seen 1,000 times before. And suddenly, it made it flow. I'm still struggling. You know, me who, when I started this podcast and through most of it, was doing 4,000 words a day without batting an eye, I'm currently struggling to do 2,000. And, like, last two nights, I've only gotten 700 words each night because the stress is really, really high and the other demands of my time are pretty extreme. But sitting down with Star Trek or something else that's familiar in a baselining, comforting way in the background, and just being near the keyboard, the words start coming. That's creating my playpen. That's creating the area where I don't have to worry about any of the other crap that's going on. I can just worry about what's going on in my head and what kind of things I want to imagine and think about.
Well, the other thing you're doing is changing your writing time.
Yeah, that's true.
And this helps when you live with other people or have other responsibilities outside of your writing business, say a day job or kids or whatever. He writes late at night after everybody's gone to bed, and I know other people who write early in the morning before everybody in their household wakes up. Times when you have quiet and don't have all the other responsibilities in your life beating down on you and demanding your attention. That helps. I've seen that help a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, writing under stress can be a huge pain in the ass, but it can be done. Those are the things I know that works. Those are some of the things Kitty's seen that works that I didn't think to mention. If any of the rest of you have good tricks for writing under stress, this is a topic that we all deal with in seasons of life from time to time, and it can really be a downer. So if you can send in the tricks that you have discovered, we'll make this another one of those ongoing themes where when you have a good trick, we'll add it to the list in the hopper, and so everybody else can benefit from it too. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.